You know, I've been in the industry 20 years, and my partners likewise, and you know, we love what we do. That's why this is our wheelhouse. You know, we've got a great customer base that has always supported us, and it's great to get another new customer base with NASCAR.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, but here live for one of the biggest events happening in racing for sure, the inaugural Cup Series race at Worldwide Technology Raceway, and of course St. Louis. Now, listeners will know that we highlight St. Louis on a pretty regular basis as a great road trip, a place for people to go as one of those destinations, certainly on the food side for the barbecue scene, but excited to have on the line the driving force behind Wheelhouse, Midwestern, and Start Bar in St. Louis, the one and only Stephen Savage. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on. You know, and this is one of those places where we have recommended in a bunch of ways for people to get in there, take a road trip, get out here, and enjoy it. And, you know, for the sports scene, St. Louis obviously has that great people, Midwestern sensibility, and a lot of stuff on the barbecue side. Talk a little bit about whether it's the bar, the nightclub, sort of that fun scene that you're such a part of and why St. Louis is special.
So Wheelhouse is located on Spruce Street in between Busch Stadium and Enterprise, where Blues and Cardinals play. So we're in a great destination, but we've really built up our own top entertainment district in St. Louis, with Wheelhouse being the main hub and the one that started it all. And then we've got Start Bar right next door and Midwestern down the street for brunch or a pregame, a watch party, postgame, late night. We've got you covered, and you can kind of hop around the entire block and make a day out of it on Spruce Street.
Yeah, there's some great places to have a good time here and enjoy, whether your team's playing and you're coming in from out of town. Of course, you got the Blues and the Cardinals, such a great sports city. Now, you've got multiple locations and concepts, but Wheelhouse is really sort of that superhero origin story for you and your friends coming together. The restaurant business, and we talk about it all the time, the public sees it as a place to gather, to celebrate, to make memories, to just enjoy, but it's one of the toughest businesses out there, especially over the last couple of years with the pandemic, was hit super, super hard. So for you and your friends to start up Wheelhouse from just really a dream, right? The place we would want to have, or this is the way we would want it to be, and have it be now really one of those well-known and beloved destinations in St. Louis. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been in the industry 20 years and my partners likewise. And, you know, we love what we do. That's why this is our wheelhouse. There's nothing else we want to do. We really enjoy the industry. And, you know, even the past 2 years, you know, we got through it and things are phenomenal. And customers are back and stronger than ever. You know, we've got a great customer base that has always supported us. And, you know, it's great to get another new customer base with NASCAR. You know, we've catered to concerts and country concerts and all kinds of events. But, you know, this is a whole new ball game for us. And we're great to see it. We're really excited. It's going to be a great weekend.
I mean, it is going to be a great weekend. And race fans love to celebrate. They love to support. I think they're in your wheelhouse too. These are people that you're going to want to get to know, and they're going to love and appreciate what it is that you guys are doing. So talk a little bit about that. What's happening for this weekend? You guys are mobilizing, not just waiting. You guys, I think, have shuttles going to the racetrack. I know that El Bandito Yankee is in on things as well, the official tequila of race day. Talk about how you're sort of being there for the race fans in a big way coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we do what we do best, you know, cater to the customers and the new customers that are coming in from out of town as well. We'll have specials running all day, El Bandito. We do a boozy brunch, bottomless mimosas, DJs pretty much all day to keep the environment lively and a good energy going. And, you know, serving up a from scratch kitchen as quickly as possible to get people to the races. We'll have shovels going to the Worldwide Technology track and, you know, really looking forward to this weekend with everyone.
I know you're going to be giving them great ambiance, hospitality, foods and beverages and all that, but I know that there's going to be some other reasons for people to stop by and enjoy it too. Some VIP tickets, there'll be El Bandito racing swag, there'll be tasting, and you guys are doing some special cocktails, right, too, so it's going even a little deeper with it.
Absolutely, yeah, we'll feature El Bandito all weekend, discounted shots and drinks, as well as some featured products.
Yeah, it's going to be great. This is going to be one of those opportunities, not only first time ever, the Cup Series here in the St. Louis area and at Worldwide Technology Raceway, but I know you're going to be making a lot of new friends and fans for Wheelhouse as well. So, Stephen Savage, before we let you go, give the website for people to get more information. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com, and where can they go?
WheelhouseSTL.com. You got MidwesternSTL.com and StartBarSTL.com.
all of those great places. We know that there's going to be thousands and thousands of people at Worldwide Technology Raceway, and many of them will be either staying at, visiting, or coming from Wheelhouse. So, Stephen Savage, thanks so much for everything you do and being a big part of the weekend, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.